All right. Management commentary. What are we, 15?
Yes.
Okay. Mary? Yeah?
Good afternoon. The purpose of today's session is to seek your views on the objective of management commentary and guidance supporting that objective. In coming up with our recommendation for what needs to be maintained, changed, or emphasized in the existing practice statement, we identified the concerns about and gaps in current management commentary practice. So this was based on feedback from the Management Commentary Consultative Group's first meeting, which we held in September, and the joint meeting of CMAC and GPF held in June, and third-party surveys of investors. We then looked at whether any changes to the conceptual framework needed to be reflected in the practice statement, and we also conducted research, including a survey on what national standard setters and other bodies set out as the objective in their requirements or guidance for management commentary or equivalent reports. And this research has been presented in Agenda Paper 15B, and we then explain how we address the different features identified in the stated objectives of the various frameworks in paragraph 34 of Paper 15A. So in November last year, we had brought to your attention evidence for the case for revising the practice statement. The main issues we have considered in revising the objective are that existing requirements for management commentary are being interpreted too narrowly, with too short a time horizon. Gaps in current practice suggest that preparers are finding difficulty in addressing the objective of management commentary, which indicates they may need more guidance. And the existing practice statement's discussion of the objective, or purpose as it is referred to, is spread out across the practice statement, which may make application more challenging and may not indicate clearly enough what makes a successful management commentary that is meeting users' needs. So we think that the objective could be set out more simply and clearly in a way that brings out the similarities and differences between the objective of management commentary and that of financial statements. So we therefore think that the practice statement should have an overarching objective supported by additional principles-based guidance. In drafting this guidance, we have kept in mind that there will be various types of preparers of management commentary, some of whom may not be accountants. So we recommend that the practice statement should include a concise statement of the objective of management commentary at about the same level of detail as that in the conceptual framework for general purpose financial reporting and general purpose financial statements. We also suggest that the objective of management commentary includes explicit reference to providing information to assess the entity's future net cash flows and management stewardship of the entity's economic resources. I would also like to highlight that we think that using wording consistent with the conceptual framework on assessing the prospects for the entity's future net cash inflows could help address the need for forward-looking information about the entity across all time horizons, including the long term. We are also seeking to address concerns raised by some members of the consultative group, as well as CMAC and GPF in their November meetings, that wording on future cash flows could not be interpreted to mean a need to disclose forecasts. Besides stating explicitly that disclosures of forecasts are not needed, as is already the case in the existing practice statement, we also include reference to historical information. I also would like to note that we explicitly make reference to primary users in the objective, since some other corporate reporting frameworks may be aimed at a broader population of users. And before we move on to the first question, I would just like to give a quick update on the feedback we received from CMAC and GPF on the objective of management commentary at the beginning of November. So both groups supported our overall approach to identifying an objective of management commentary and then including guidance supporting that objective. And they also broadly supported including references to assessing future cash flows and management stewardship based on the revised conceptual framework. However, as mentioned, some participants in both groups asked for clearer wording on future cash flows so that it is not misinterpreted to mean a need for forecasts. So moving to the first question, I would like to ask whether you agree with our recommendation that the objective of management commentary should be to give context for the financial statements by providing primary users of the management commentary with historical, financial, and operational information and analysis that is useful in assessing the prospects for the entity's future net cash inflows and management stewardship of the entity's economic resources.
Amaro.
Thanks. Thank you for the paper, excellent paper, and thanks for the feedback. And I do agree with the way you are proposing in terms of structure with an overarching objective. I think it's a very good way to proceed here. And I particularly appreciate the link with our conceptual framework. I think although we somewhat expect that many that are responsible for the management commentary might not be accountants or might not be aware of the conceptual framework, I think when we link, we make somewhat then aware that there is a conceptual framework that is the base for the preparation of the financial reporting in general and the financial statements in particular. So I do really appreciate this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, I also agree with Amaro's point that I agree with the approach staff take that based on the conceptual framework to develop objective and the contents of management commentary should have. I have one observation about the question one. It seems that currently the objective of management commentary only focus on providing historical, financial, and operational information, not non-historical or future. So I think maybe only focusing on historical, financial, and operational information, the scope is too narrow, and maybe cannot meet the objective why company need to provide, you know, management commentary. And if I look at the guidance you're giving, I like the guidance. Guidance on Appendix A3, when I go through those detailed guidance, actually many of them relevant, not only relevant to historical, financial, and operational information, also relevant to the future, such as the trends and factors that could affect the future development. How can they simply rely on historical information? And they can provide those information, ignore those future trend, future, you know, forecast information. And if you look at the business model, currently, the management, when they decide the business model, they will look at the future. What's the future trend of business will go? Well, and then they will decide what's the current business model they should have. And if you look at you said that the opportunity and the risks, Opportunity always relates to the future, not relates to the past, and the risk also as well. So I would like to suggest that not only focus on historical, financial, and operational, especially operational information, we should look forward and open mind, provide more useful information for those users.
I agree with Jen Chat. What you probably agree yourself too, that this needs to be worded differently, because obviously management commentary is a place to give a lot of forward-looking information, not necessarily forecast.
Yes, I absolutely agree with the sentiment. We are, however, very aware that when this is picked up cold, particularly by non-accountants, it is the reference to future cash flows sometimes creates an immediate assumption that we're asking for forecast information. So the wording we've provided here seeks to head that misconception off whilst still providing space for information that's relevant to understanding the future. But I do sort of understand the point that you both made, that perhaps it could be clearer that when we say historical information, we're talking about historical information that's relevant to understanding the future.
Historical is historical, yeah. So,
yeah.
And the people, why, as I said, why people would like to provide some information, including in management commentary, simply because people say that financial statement may be too historical focused. So then they would like to provide other information in the management commentary, and some of the information actually not historical focused. Yeah.
I was going to make exactly the same point that Jim Chow did. So when I read the paper, I completely agreed with where you were heading, and then when I got to the words, I stumbled a bit. And I think the thing that concerns me a little bit is I really like the Appendix A overall, particularly A3, but I think that if people are reading this in the way that we would usually want them to read our standards, they'll read the objective as sort of setting the umbrella parameter and then everything else is in that context. Yeah. And the way A1's worded at the moment, I think it makes it sound like it's backward looking, which then creates an incongruity with what we've got in A3. I think it's probably partly just wording. And I think maybe if we were to delink the analysis part of that sentence from the historical a bit, maybe that would help it. Because I think even if you look at the management commentary today, if you look at the purpose of the management commentary we have today, it sounds more forward-looking than what we're proposing here, because it already says such information explains management's views not only about what's happened, but also why it's happened and what the implications are for the future. So I think we risk actually making it less forward-looking than we've already got now. I think what you want is right, but the wording... And I understand the risk, but I think we've got risk in the opposite direction.
Yes.
If we're too cautious in terms of being so scared of saying future looking, we might not get what we want.
So sort of resolve the sort of confusion around analysis.
Yeah. If I don't know, by breaking into two sentences and providing analysis, just adding some words in that makes analysis sound a little bit further away from the historical, yes. I think would help even.
But Mary. Still keeping the historical.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably a similar place to Jingzhou and Sue. I think there are several aspects in there, the fundamental ones that I agree with. I agree that we should be characterizing the management commentary as context for better understanding and increasing the usefulness of financial statements. I agree that we should be focused on the primary users of financial statements. And I can see why we might want to be explicit somewhere visible in the document that preparing a management commentary does not require reporting forecasts or projections of the future. So I'm with you on all those things. I think one thing I'd like to ask you to think about, if you can't confirm today, is the wording in A1, where you talk about primary users of the management commentary, implies that it's almost a standalone document, and you're saying, well, it's the same population. And as I think about this, especially if we're characterizing it as context, I think I would write management commentary of something that can't exist without the accompanying financial statements. So the financial statements can exist without management commentary because, you know, we're not mandating it. But I think the management commentary that we're writing can't exist without the financial statements. So I think in A1, for example, I would say by providing primary users of the financial, maybe call it financial report because it's broader, but I wouldn't set up a separate but aligned population of consumers of the management commentary only. And I think we have to think about expressing management commentary as enhancing or increasing the usefulness of the financial statements, as opposed to providing independent, useful information about the objectives that are also the objectives for financial statements. Because if we did it that latter way, then we would be suggesting that the financial statements are incomplete, lack material information, because, you know, we're saying the management commentary provides useful information for satisfying the two objectives. So I think we have to talk about it enhancing that. And yes, I share the concerns about just not concerns, but comments. This is your first cut, and you're getting a whole lot of data about how we draft some of this, so it appropriately looks forward. But I think we could look at A3 and say something like, you know, the purpose is to enhance the usefulness of financial statements by providing context. The context would include information such as the following, you know, kind of thing. And then it links back a bit more and I think explains a little better why we are saying here's what good management commentary is, but we aren't requiring you to do it in order for the financial statements to be considered, you know, complete and materially correct. And you know, I wouldn't, well, I think you have good observations about, you know, weakness in today's management commentary practice statement may be what you consider the objective to be, you know, scattered throughout the document. You know, remember that all the comments you had about shortfalls in management commentary objectives come from people who say we aren't applying yours directly. So it isn't actually a criticism of the language that we have. So I think you did the right things in terms of the research and the survey, and you have valid information for how we draft this, but they aren't necessarily identifying things that have to be fixed in our management commentary. So don't throw it out just because people were critical of other management commentaries.
Yeah, it's not about throwing it out, but we can make it more helpful and useful.
Nick?
Thank you. It was interesting to observe the negative reaction amongst some GPF members about the forward-looking nature of the management commentary. And I fear, again, it's a nuance around language is what I think, and particularly where they pick up the sense of future cash flows, you know, tie it back to the conceptual framework. And it was almost like we're asking for guidance. Now, some companies may choose to give that, but to me, this is much more strategic, forward-looking information, providing a framework. So I think it's a language thing. I'm not quite sure we're there yet in terms of how we're expressing it. If it's not forward-looking, it will disappoint, undoubtedly. It won't serve its purpose.
Also, still struggling a little bit with that word future cash flows.
Well, I think, and whole life...
Now, when you look forward 10 years...
Yeah. And certainly whole life cash flows hasn't gone down very well either, which sort of implied that all these entities had a limited life, and so they reacted very badly to that, understandably, perhaps. I mean, the only other thing, again, picking up on Mary's point about the relationship between the numbers and the narrative, you talk about, I think, somewhere in the note about narrative cohesion. For me, it's just as important to have cohesion between the numbers and the narrative as well. It kind of goes horizontally as well as vertically, I think. So just a couple of issues there.
Yes, I agree with many comments that have made that have been made so far, in particular comments made by Chen Xiao Xu and Mary. So I would like to highlight two things. I thought it was very good that you put together in the appendix the comparison how the objectives were developed. And I think I had some uneasiness reading that objective. And when I came to that appendix, I was able to identify where my uneasiness came from. And in fact, the I think in the objective that you propose, the only word that is somewhat specifying what the management commentary should do is to give context. And beyond this give context, you have, you know, historic financial operational information and analysis, which could be anything. If you compare with what you have in the financial statement objective, you have something that really describes the content in a very concise form. So I'm attracted to what it's always easy to be uneasy. It's always more difficult to suggest going forward, because I support a lot of the analysis that you've made and what you're trying to achieve. I don't know whether it's doing what Mary suggested and linking A3 better to A1, or whether you should try to, in a way, the current practice statement that specify the elements of information in a concise manner. The other comment that I would like to make is that I think one quality of the current practice statement is its conciseness. And already in the guidance that we have, in the way we repeat the object, I mean, what this management commentary is supposed to serve, we repeat the future cash flows, we repeat the management stewardship almost in every paragraph. I think that could be streamlined somewhat. And regarding the forward-looking aspect, you know, I think the paragraph A6 that you propose should indeed allow us to have a more balanced description in the objective itself, because I think it serves the purpose that we, this A6 serves the purpose of, I mean, even if people have questions when they read the objective, immediately thereafter, you calming their possible worries.
Tuck.
Thank you. Well, the danger of this project is it may go much beyond the accounting area, and where ISB is not supposed to play a great role. I mean, actually, there are other bodies who are creating some nice guidance or framework. So if ISB were to do something only ISB can do, the things only ISB can do must be done by the ISB. So we have to concentrate on what is the connection between financial statement, IFRS, and the management commentary. So we don't really have to cover everything which people are expecting in the management commentary. So therefore, I have a different view from what the Jin Chao was saying. I think the future view is necessary. However, actually for us, we are requesting financial statement, which is basically historical data. So connection between historical data and the management commentary, and also as well as future, but it should be based on the historical data. So we have to emphasize this is the area we want to explain. So therefore, I like the current proposal in the staff paper to give the context for the historical data. So that's the important thing. And also, if you look at paragraph 15 of this paper, there are lots of problems they feel. So if you look at the paragraph 15. So 37% agreed that the companies are sufficiently linked strategic goals, risks, key performance indicators, and the financial statement. And also, if you look at paragraph 16A, it is, you know, pointed out that there is an inconsistency with the financial statement and notes, for example, in segment reporting. So if there is an inconsistency, entity can say anything they like about rosy future. And the recent corporate reporting sometimes detach financial statement. they combine integrated reporting and the annual reporting, management commentary, and make the, you know, commentary basis reporting, and make attach the summary of financial statements, and then detach the full text of financial statements. So if that is the case, nobody really can reconcile with the financial statements. So ISB has to say that management commentary should be based on the financial statements. So that is what we have to concentrate.
Anne?
I appreciate the way that you're approaching this with an overarching objective and the way you've described putting a lot of the other bits and pieces into content. I also had the same comment as Mary. I think we have to be careful at the beginning of the paper where we're saying how we're improving what came before and all that feedback relates to other people's and a diversity of pronouncements, which you're fully aware of. So I think we just have to be careful there. So when I look at question one, where you're stating the objective, and I think about how to connect up management commentary with financial statements, I really liked what you did for us in the Appendix B, where you looked into the conceptual framework and you took that across. I did wonder about the specific wording of A1, where you said to give context for. And I thought a lot about this give context for, and I'm not sure if that's clear enough about what we mean, and I'm not sure if it's translatable. And I did go back to the previous idea that we've discussed and used, which was about complementing and supplementing. So management commentary complements and supplements the financial statements. So I didn't know if that might help more, and it might draw out more the comments that people have been made, previous speakers have made about that role of management commentary, because we're really setting the objective to align with the objective of financial reporting and financial statements. So I did have concerns about this idea of what context means and whether we could make that clearer.
Yeah, I'd just comment that we did hear a number of suggestions along the lines of adding in supplements the financial statement, so I think that would be an easy thing too.
And I'd have compliment, because I think, you know,
compliment as well.
That's what it's doing.
Martin?
You know, I was a little bit in this direction, and when I have read A1 and A3 in Appendix A, I thought myself, man, this is a kind, if it's the same objective like financial for financial statements, and all this information is expected to influence assessment by primary users, I thought, if that is all then in management commentary, it must be material information also have to be included in the financial statements. And do we have a conflict here? And therefore, I think we need this wording, maybe supplementing, helping, or I don't know. And it must be something different, because if it is forward-looking things, which I think, or strategy, which I think is a little bit different from, so it must, objective has to be also a little bit different. So I would be more cautious in trying to have the same objective, because if it's the same objective, if materiality is the same, then the question is, why don't we have this information in financial statements? Why do we have it only in management commentary? That is one of my concerns. So I think it should be maybe a different thing, or it should be said, okay, it is supplemental or helpful, I don't know. But otherwise, I think we have to answer the question, why is it not in the first place in the financial statements?
Tom?
Yeah, just on what Anne said, and I'm sorry.
No, I'm just... Go ahead, go
you're
ahead.
You're right, you're right.
Was he called?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You're stunned.
No.
Okay, just, I was kind of looking back, and we did use context and then supplement and complement, I think, in the earlier edition.
Yes.
As support. And just when I read it, I do worry that people will see it as narrow if you just say context or financial statements, because when I read a management commentary or an MD&A, there's information there that I think goes beyond providing context. And, you know, so I'm okay with context because we've used it and everything. I actually think it's narrower, though, than what we really mean. So just if you want to think about whether that supplement and complement could be brought out more clearly.
Mary?
Just one thing I forgot that I was reminded of by, I think it was Nick's comment. I think a drafting point you may want to consider is this alleviating the concern over projections, et cetera, is try and get a phrase that it's for primary users' assessment of future cash flows. So if we always associate third parties' assessment of future cash flows, I think it takes away the implication that there's an expectation for the company providing projections of future cash flows and management commentary.
Okay, well, I think there's broad agreement on the direction, but you received quite a few suggestions for better wording. Mm-hmm. Not sure if we need to vote for me. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we want to touch on the, more specifically on the guidance? I know some of the comments also touched on the part on A3, but I don't know if we need to.
I mean, obviously, if you have detailed comments on the rest of the guidance, A2 to A6, we can take those offline anyway. If there's anything you think is important enough to discuss now, then
we need another discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.